beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll, where in all the bright forever, sorrow never shakes the soul. Shall we meet? Shall we meet? Shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll? Shall we meet in that blessed river, when your storm has gone through the old? Shall we meet and cast the anchor by the bright celestial shore? Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges freeze and roll? Shall we meet in yonder city, where the towers of crystal shine, where the walls of all of jasper, built by workmanship divine? Shall we meet? Shall we meet? Shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll? Shall we meet? There are many loved ones that were torn from our embrace. Shall we listen to their voices and behold them face to face? Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll? Shall we meet with Christ our Savior when He comes to claim His own? Blessed favor, and sit down upon His throne. Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet?
Shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll?
Amen. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Gary. Amen. Looking forward to that day when we do get to glory. Amen. What a blessing that'll be, and what an opportunity that will be as well. Well, we're going to talk about tonight some things that are going on in this year that are proposed things. And as I told the men yesterday, you know, we have a lot of things that we purpose to do throughout the year. And, you know, we trust that those things will happen, but not everything may always happen. But we do trust that some of these things will actually begin to go. Brother Shane, you can go ahead and let the screen down now, and trust the Lord to work in our midst. Let's go ahead and stand and take our Bibles. We're going to go over to the book of Acts, chapter 27, Acts 27. Read our theme verses, and we're going to read 30, 31, and 32. So stand with me if you got your Bibles, Acts chapter 27. Verses 30, 31, and 32 is where we're going to be at tonight. And we're going to show you some slides as to what we are proposing for this year. And once we pray, and we'll have the lights turned down so we can see a little better. Acts 27, verses 30, 31, and 32. Again, our whole theme for this year, as you see up front, is abide in the ship. These are the ships on the sides here that we'll be talking about throughout the year. And in our men's group, we're going to be talking about scholarship, also swordsmanship, and then leadership, and then sportsmanship. And we started that yesterday with our men, and so episode, we'll be talking about those things, the ability to handle the sword. That's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then we'll talk about scholarship. That's hiding God's word in our heart that we might not sin against God. And then we'll be talking about leadership. Now that we have our swordsmanship and our scholarship, now our leadership abilities as men, leading as we ought to lead. And then sportsmanship, just being able to play fair and win and have a great time. And so, of course, that brought up the contemplation of, is there going to be a men's 3-on-3 basketball again? And as they beat up all of us men last year, we contemplated maybe not having that, but we'll see as the jury is out on that right now. Amen. So Acts chapter 27, verses 30, 31, 32. Let's read those together. It says, and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. Father, as we look at this year's preview and what we have planned for this year, I pray that your hand may guide, direct, and lead, Lord, and that you may get all the praise, honor, and glory from our lives. And Lord, you would get, Lord, first place in our lives as we look at abiding in various ships, Lord, from the men's group to the ladies and to us as a collective group, that, Lord, you would begin to speak to our hearts and show us exactly what you would have us to do. We thank you and love you, Lord. Have your hands again upon those that are ill tonight, Lord, and bless in a marvelous way all the things we do. If there's one tonight without Christ, help them to know they must abide in Christ. They must be saved. They must be born again before it's everlasting too late. Thank you for loving us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right, you may be seated. And before we get the slide up there, let me just give you some context here. We talked about this last Sunday morning and last Sunday night. Verse number 30, we look at the contemplation that the shipman has. It says, and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of a foreship. We talked about that contemplation. What was going on here is the storm was so fierce that the shipman said, you know, if we could just get out on our own on this boat, we might be able to survive. And so there was a contemplation to abandon ship by the shipman. Now, the shipmen were the ones that were supposed to navigate the ship. And so, of course, if they were gone, Paul realized, hey, if you guys go, we're going to be out there. So there was a contemplation amongst the shipmen. But then in verse number 31, there was a caution by Paul, a contemplation followed by a caution. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, not the shipmen. He said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Paul, in his caution, pointed to these that were contemplating abandoned ship. And he said, look, these shipmen are the ones that drive this ship. And Paul said, hey, centurion, hey, soldiers, if these shipmen do not abide in the ship, none of us are going to be saved. And so as a result of that caution given by Paul to the soldiers and the centurion, we come up to verse number 32, which was the commitment that they made. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. The soldiers then went over to where the shipmen were at as they were about to flee out of the ship. And they made sure they sliced the ropes of the boat and they fell off. And so there was no room for escape. Nobody could get out of the ship. Everybody had to abide in the ship. And so the contemplation followed by the caution followed a commitment. And what my goal is for you is to have you to join in with me and to stay away from the contemplation of jumping out of any of the ships that God may have you in. Don't abandon ship. That is not the answer. The answer is to listen to the caution throughout the year from the Word of God and listen to the caution given by the man of God throughout the year and abandon the contemplation of abandoning ship. Follow the caution and commit to abiding in the ship that God has you sailing in this year. It's so easy to abandon ship, but oftentimes that's fatal. That's dangerous. And so my goal and my commitment to you is to say, hey, look, I challenge you. Do not abandon the ship that God has you in. It is for you and for you to sail in. You may not like it. I mentioned to the men yesterday, the Wilkersons were the first ones to jump into the hardship. And by the way, none of us like that hardship. But guess what? They can't abandon ship. I mentioned to Brother Wilkerson yesterday, I said, what's he going to do? Put his son outside the door and say, fend for yourself? No, he's got to stay in the hardship and go the duration. And it's not always easy. But guess what? That's when God teaches us great lessons in the hardship. And so there'll be other hardships, other ships that we may have to be in. And the contemplation oftentimes is, let me just get out of this ship. Let me just get away from this ship. Let me not have to linger in this ship. Let me get away from this. But then the caution always comes back. It's better to abide in Christ and abide in the ship that he had us in. Why? Because abandoning ship is futile. God will find another ship to put you in. Think about Jonah. Jonah abandoned ship. What happened to him? He had his own special airliner, had his own ocean liner, underwater submarine, and a whale. And so he jumped out of the ship. Jonah abandoned ship and said, I'm through with this. Anchors away just to get another ship, a submarine ship underwater for 3 days and three nights. And God taught him the same thing that he was trying to teach him all along. Go to Nineveh. Amen. Actually spit him out on the shore. Go to Nineveh. I brought you here. So you don't want to abandon ship. You don't want to even contemplate abandoning ship as much as you may not like to be in that ship this year. And again, some of the ships that we are in, we want to be in, and other ships we may not want to be in. But the caution is always to abide in the ship. Paul said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. So the soldiers wisely cut off the ropes. It's amazing that the shipmen didn't cut off the ropes. You would think that the shipmen would cut off the ropes, but Paul was speaking to the centurion and to the soldiers. He told them, and then they cut off the rope. So there's the contemplation to abandon ship. There's the caution in regards to abandoning ship. But then there's a commitment to never abandoning ship. By the way, when the ship was time to get abandoned, God broke it up and there was no other recourse but to get off the ship. And the Bible says they all got to land safe and sound. Amen. God wants to get us through 2018 and into 2019, and he's going to get us there one way or another. The undertaker or the upper taker. Amen. Or we might just keep taking and partaking of this life. We don't know. But I do know this, that God wants us to abide in the ship. And so there's several things that I want to share with you tonight. Look at some things that I want us all to join in and join in with me in abiding throughout this year. Looking at the contemplation that we may have, understanding the caution that we ought not abide, abandon the ship, and then commit to abiding in the ship with us throughout this year. And so, men, if we can get the communion lights on and get the house lights off, that would be a blessing. Amen. And I'm going to move over this way a little bit so my head is not in the way. All right, and get both of the house lights off. All right, and everybody can see that okay?
Amen.
All right, and let me see. Turn off the front set of lights. Turn them down a little bit, Shane. Slide the front set down. No, these, the chandelier lights, slide them down just a little bit. Okay. No, these you can turn off. Yeah, you turn them off. Okay, now slide these just a little bit more. There we go. Okay, good. Amen. All right. So preview night is what we're looking at here. These are some things that we're looking at as we talk about abiding in the ship. Let me see if I can work this thing like I did last night. Amen. There we go. Abide in the ship. Acts 27:31. Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Amen. And of course, he was speaking to the shipmen about that because they were the ones. And that's our theme all year long. And again, as we talk about the different ships that are here, I'm trusting that God is going to continue navigating your life through the different ships that are there. One of the things that we do know that we're looking for is going to be the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Throughout this year, as we're abiding in the ship, we're still looking forward to Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope. That is the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the heavenly ship. Amen. And we're all looking to set sail on that heavenly ship and get to glory. Amen. And so we're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. But until that time, we're going to continue abiding in various ships. Amen. What's one of the first ships that we're going to continue abiding in? And that is the soul winning ship. Amen. We're going to continue winning souls and trying to go out, knock on doors and encouraging people to get saved. Amen. You say, preacher, it seems like nobody gets saved. Don't worry about that. Jesus said, just go. Our job is to go. His job is to bless. Amen. And there are opportunities for us to go on Saturdays. And by the way, I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. Saturdays is not the only day you can go. You can go any day that you're able to go. Just get with Pastor White and say, hey, Pastor White, I want to go soul winning. Can you give me a street? Can you give me some doors to knock on? Can you give me an opportunity to get involved in soul winning ship? I want to be involved. Amen. Because Saturday, we know some people work on that day and you may not be able to go, but it is not the only day. Amen. You can go whenever you have the opportunity to go. So Saturdays is the day that I, as a pastor, have been ordained by God to keep before the church. He said, hey, look, church, now you need to go. Amen. And so as a pastor, my job is to make that available and affordable to everybody. And so Saturdays is there. It's affordable. It's available for you. But if you can't go on that day, I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says thou shalt go on Saturdays. Amen. And so if you can't go on a Saturday, go another time. Amen. But just let Pastor White know so he knows you're involved. We should be soul winning every day, though. At our jobs, at our schools, wherever we're at, giving out tracts, letting people know about Jesus Christ. Amen. And that is every day. Why? Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Because we're Christians, we're ordained to give the gospel to everybody that we come in contact with. Amen. As we get the opportunity. One of the things that we're calling our door knocking this year is Grow Door Knocking, which stands for Go Reach Our World. Amen. And that is our goal. We want to go. We want to reach. We want to reach our world. And one of the ways that we're going to do that this year is not just only door knocking, but we're instilling something on every third Saturday called Reaching Our Neighbors. And so what we want to do is go to your neighborhood if you want us to come to your neighborhood. And on the third Saturday of every month, we're going to designate that as Reaching Our Neighbors. We'll come to your neighborhood, knock on doors in your neighborhood. Amen. And tell them about Jesus Christ. Amen. You may not be able to come. You may have some things going on where you can't make it to your neighborhood. Amen. But we would like to come to your neighborhood. And so every third Saturday, we want to go to somebody's neighborhood and knock on doors. So you can get with Pastor White in advance, say, Pastor White, can you come to my house in the third Saturday in February? I'm going to take off work. I want to be available. I want to knock on some doors. Maybe I want to do it in March. And so, Pastor White, can you bring the group over to my neighborhood on the third Saturday in March? I want people to knock on doors in my neighborhood. I want my neighbors to know about Jesus Christ. And so that is something new that we're starting this year. We don't want to just concentrate in this area. This area is our Jerusalem. We want to reach past our Jerusalem in Judea into Samaria, which would be maybe your neighborhood or your area. And so we want to make that affordable. So go reach our world. And it's going to be reaching our neighbors on every third Saturday. And I hope you can get involved with that. Amen. And we would love to come out to your neighborhood, knock on your doors. You never know. Your area may be one that's very fruitful in getting souls saved. Behind every door is someone that needs the gospel. Amen. You say, preacher, we just don't know what door they're behind. That's why we're to go and preach the gospel to every creature, because we don't know who God is going to save next. And so our job is just go and knock, 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 and they may come. Amen. So that's what's going to be going on Saturdays, soul winning Saturdays. Then we've got the men's devotional ship. It will continue to set sail January, May, September, and December. We had one just yesterday, and Brother Neil spoke to us, and we got challenged in what's going to happen this year. The next one will be in May. We'll have our men's devotion and our trip, then September, and then December. So that ship will continue to sail. What's our purpose? 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that thou hast heard, the same commit thou to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. We want to be able to teach each other as men, and we want to learn as men. And by the way, we can always grow. We can always learn. Nobody knows it all. Brother Neil challenged us on that yesterday. We can always learn. We can always grow. There's something that we don't know. Maybe it's going to be dispensations that you don't know. Maybe it's some of the names in the Bible, how to pronounce. Amen. I need to go to school on that. Amen. I don't know all the names to pronounce them. Maybe it's genealogies. Amen. The difference between the genealogies in the Bible. But there's something that you and I can learn. And so we have the men's devotionals there, and we're going to stay in that ship throughout the year. Never abandon ship. The Blessed Women's Fellowship will be in May and December. They'll have a luncheon in May and a Christmas party in December. So that ship will continue to sail throughout this year as well. And we want to abide in that ship as well. What's the purpose? Titus 2:3. The aged women likewise, that they be teachers of good things. And again, those things that the ladies need to know and need to learn. Mrs. Dawson will be teaching those things throughout this year as well. Then we've got Fifth Sunday Fellowships. We're going to continue that as well, making sure that we can go and fellowship together and breaking bread together, one with another. And so that's going to happen every fifth Sunday. The Bible says this, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking bread and in prayers. And so we want to continue abiding in the fellowship. Amen. And of course, our young people will continue abiding in the Jolly Rogership on Wednesday nights, our patch club. And so looking forward to that, and they'll be getting trained in that. What's the purpose behind it? Matthew 19:14. Jesus said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Two of our little neighbors, neighbor girls, are coming on Wednesday nights, and we're hoping that the mom will get saved and the boyfriend will get saved one day. Our neighbor down the street is coming as well, hoping that they will get saved, and just continuing to put the word of God out there that young people as well as older people can get saved. By the way, they're going to have a patch program on a Sunday one of these days soon. My prayer is that their mother will come and the boyfriend will come and they'll get under the sound of the gospel. And guess what they might get? Saved. Amen. And so we still have these programs here. These girls are coming. They only come on Wednesdays right now. But our goal and our prayer is that they would come on Sunday so that the mom can get saved. Amen. And they need to be saved. Then we're going to have our stewardship, and we want to continue abiding in our stewardship. We'll be teaching that throughout February as we approach our missions conference. And throughout the year, we'll have some special building offerings to expedite the paying of the building. Acts 20:35 says, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive." And so with that stewardship, we'll have a summer offering, a Thanksgiving offering. And of course, the Patch Missions money continues every Sunday night and giving that money over to the missions program. So we're excited about what God is doing there. Also, we'll get the Shine On orientation of newcomers in April and October. So anyone that's joined the church since the beginning of the year, we'll have an orientation for them coming up in April. We'll teach them some of the things about the Shining Light Baptist Church and preacher. What's the purpose? Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whichever I've commanded you. We want everybody that joins the Shining Light Baptist Church to know why we exist. Why do we exist? To win people to Christ, amen? To see them baptized, amen? And to teach them what we have been taught. And that is, first of all, to go and get someone else and to come in and to offer your talents and abilities through ministry for the local congregation, amen? And so those things are what we want every Shining Light Baptist Church member to get involved with and to know that, hey, look, this is what we want to do. Sunday nights, we're going to get back to the study of the book of Acts. Remember, we left off on chapter number 19 with the sons of Sceva, and then we went off into the study on demonology. Amen. And that was a scary time. Amen. But it's a very necessary time because demons are very real. By the way, demons are here right now telling you don't listen, don't pay attention. You don't need this. This is for somebody else. Amen. And so we stopped in Acts chapter 19. We'll resume that on Sunday nights here in the future. We're looking forward to that. Then on Thursday nights, we'll resume the study of the biblical tongues as we started that as well. And we never did finish that, so we'll start that on Wednesday nights once we get off the topic that we're on right now, and standing in this wicked culture against this crookedness, amen, with our Christian culture. So that'll be coming up on Wednesday nights, amen. Then throughout the year, we've got some special days and activities listed, and we'll run through those very, very quickly just to show you what's on the calendar. Now, preacher, what's the goal? Why are you showing us this? I want you to join in with me to abide in the ship and to plan around these things, not to plan during these things. The goal is to have everybody here, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We want to make sure that you're aware of what's coming up, what's going on throughout the year, so you don't plan to be gone during a missions conference. You're not gone during a special event or a special day or a special activity, that you're here to help abide in the ship and supporting the things of the ministry. So we put these things out. We give you a calendar for the whole year. And so before you plan your vacations, please look and see what's going on to see if you can plan around being gone during a special time like Easter, like a missions conference, like a Christmas service or something like that. And so these special days are given with your information in mind. And so one of the first things that we've got coming up is next week, and that's going to be our Servant Minister Appreciation Fellowship. Say, preacher, why are we going to do that? Because our people work hard. You all serve and minister here, and I appreciate and love every one of you that gets involved here. And I know sometimes ministry is a thankless job. I know Jesus said, hey, look, he said, increase our faith. He said, hey, when you do your ministry, say, we have done our duty to do. But everybody likes to be thanked and recognized every now and again for what they do. And so we're going to have a servant minister appreciation fellowship next Sunday night. I'll talk a bit about what some of the ministries, that are, what they involve and what they do, what some of the ministers do, so that you'll know better what people do as they serve God. You don't say, oh, they just show up and just do this. Many of our ministers do much more behind the scenes than you ever know. Amen. And they just do a snippet of what's out here in the front. Amen. The sound guys are back there, and I'll use them for an illustration. They have to make sure all this stuff works. By the way, thank you, Sam. Sam had to fix the projector because the bulb blew out this morning. And so we didn't have a bulb, but before it blew out, it gave us a warning that it was going out. So Sam had to go behind the scenes and order and kind of look for a good bulb. And guess what? He ordered the bulb. He purchased the bulb. He bought the bulb, set the bulb in the back. And then when it went out, guess what? Sam had to come up here and change it. That's all behind the scenes. Nobody saw that. All you guys saw is, boom, we push a button and it comes on. Voila, it's magic, right? Amen. No, it's not magic. Amen. That was some work that went through that. And so each ministry is like that, that there are more things that go on behind the scenes that you really don't know that happens. Amen. Sam had he could have better things to do. He's got two pups he's got to take care of. Amen. But he's got the knowledge of this thing, so we had to rely upon him. Amen. So each ministry is like that. We've got singers. We've got ushers. We've got nursery workers. We've got teachers. We've got just so many people. They do refreshments. I mean, there's just so much that goes on. So we'll be acknowledging some of the ministers next week and have a fellowship just to let you know that we appreciate what you do, and we cannot do what we do without you. We can't. I'm a pastor. I can't do everything. I can't be up here preaching and back there running the sounds. I can't be up here and back in the nursery. I can't be here and teaching Patch at the same time. I can't be here and manning the door. I need your support, and I need your ministry, and I need your servant's heart. Amen. And so praise God for those that have given their time to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to continue abiding in those ships. And so we're going to do this next week, and just to let you know that we appreciate your ministry and the things that you do. Coming up in February. The end of February, February 28th, as a matter of fact, is going to be our missions conference. Dr. Baldwin will be here that Wednesday, and that will go Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Sunday will be our faith promise commitment that we'll give. And so we're looking forward to that. There won't be the normal banquet that we do on Saturdays this year, but we will be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I actually begin praying now about what God would have you to give for worldwide evangelism. I mentioned this at the last budget meeting. There is more going out of missions than is coming into missions. And so we've got to make sure that we're going to be wise stewards in what we do and having the adequate amount of funds that will go to our missionaries. Praise God, we've got a surplus built up. But if we can continue getting less in and sending more out, we're not going to make it. Amen. So pray about what God would have you to do for worldwide missions. Amen. Do you have to do it? No, but the Bible says it does show your love. Amen. And so we'll talk about that. So make plans to be here February the 28th, and then the 1st and the 2nd, and then the 4th of March for our missions conference. Be supportive of what we do here. I know school goes on, but try to curtail your schedules as much as you can to be here, and not using any excuse of not being here during that week. Start praying about it now. Coming up in March, of course, the 11th of March, the missionary Jason Carpenter will be here. He's over in Cambodia, and we look forward to having him with us. And then on the 25th of March will be our communion service. We always like to have communion right before Easter. You say, preacher, when is Easter this year? It is right before April. It is the 1st of April, and so making sure that we're ready for that. That'll be April 1st at 10:45, our Easter service. We'll have one service on that day in April. And then April 8th is going to be Founders Day, and that is to honor Dr. Ed Nelson up at Bethel Baptist Church. That'll be at their church at 6 p.m., and this is our time to go up to their church. We normally split it up. They'll come here one year. We go there the next year. It's our year to go up there. We'll honor Pastor Nelson and his establishment of that church, because it was that church that sent me out to plant this church. And so we'll be up there for that evening on the 8th of April. Looking forward to that. Coming up in May, Mother's Day will be the 12th of May, and there's going to be Mother's Day Fellowship is going to be on the 12th of May from 1 to 3, and that's going to be here at the church. The ladies, the Blessed Women's, will have their fellowship here, and we'll look forward to Mother's Day then on the 13th at 10:45 a.m., and it'll be just one fellowship on that day, so we're looking forward to that. Amen. And then in May 19th, we've got our men's devotion and trip, and that's going to be the last devotion before the summer starts. And we always like to have a trip. Last year, we went over to the gun range, Pastor White? Gun range, amen. We shot guns over at the gun range, and so I'll be going there this year, and looking forward to that, and what a blessing that will be and to the activity. We're taking some input as well. So many of you got some input as to what you want to happen on that day. We look forward to that, amen, and that should be a blessing, amen. And then June 10th, we've got missionary Craig Comstock. He'll be coming in, and he'll be giving a report on the ministry and the mission field that he has going on. And then the 17th is Father's Day at 10:45 a.m., and there'll be one service on that day as well, and so we're looking forward to that coming up in June. And then on August the 5th, we've got our baby dedication Sunday. Amen. And by the way, I didn't put this on this slide here, but in July, July 4th falls on a Wednesday. And instead of having the service on the Wednesday, we're going to have the service on that Thursday. So July 4th falls on a Wednesday. We're going to have service on July 5th. Anybody have any idea? I told the men yesterday, why are we moving our service from July 4th to July 5th? Anybody know besides the men? Julianne? Fireworks. Amen. We live in a neighborhood here where a firework will sound like a gunshot. We don't want to be in this area on July 4th at all. Amen. So we're moving our service to that Thursday, which would be July 5th. Also on this Valentine's Day falls on Wednesday. And so because of that, we're moving the Wednesday service to Tuesday to give you time to take your sweetheart out as well. And it's not on this list, but it is on our listing of all the dates that you have. And so once we come to August, we've got our baby dedication. Amen. Oops, I'm going. Did I go the right way? Yeah, I did go the right way. Amen. We've got our baby dedication coming up in August. So any babies that need to be dedicated, we'll be dedicating them. And I think I skipped too many slides here. Let me go back. I went from August to October. Ah, okay, there we go. Okay. So August 5th, baby dedication Sunday. And then my other slide is missing. It was our anniversary, and that's going to be September 31st. That's going to be on a Sunday. And we'll have our 17th anniversary for me as a pastor and then also as the church, 17th anniversary on September the 31st. We're looking forward to that. Then October the 20th. We're going to have our ladies' conference at Sun and Shield. And so ladies are looking forward to that. They have gone to that 2 years in a row. And then us as men on the 26th and the 27th, we'll be up at the North Valley Baptist Church. So we're looking forward to that. That should also be a blessing. Amen. And then coming up October 31st, we'll have our Wednesday Tracks and Treats Night. Amen. And that is when I'll need two couples to volunteer to sit outside and man the gates. We're going to give out some gospel tracts and some candy to any of the children that may come by. We did this once before when the Halloween fell on a church night. And we had two couples sitting at both of the gates and talking to parents as they came by with their children, giving them some candy. Say, preacher, are we trying to advocate Halloween? No, we're not. We're just taking advantage of an opportunity when many people will be on the streets and they may never come darken our doors, but they will come and get candy. We can give them a tract. I told the men yesterday that as I was a young child and I was unsaved, my parents were unsaved, we got involved in trick-or-treating. And lo and behold, when I got back home and opened up my candy bag, guess what was in it? A gospel tract. Say, preacher, did you get saved? No, but it sure convicted my heart, amen. And I don't know who threw that tract in my candy bag, but somebody did. And you never know who may get that tract, who may read that tract, and who may get saved because of that tract. So we'll do that on October 31st, which will fall on a Wednesday. We'll have two couples sitting out there. And so if you want to volunteer to do that as a couple, please let me know. And leading up into that time, we'll have volunteers bring candy so that we can have some candy for the young children as they come up as well. And then there's my September slide there. Amen. anniversary on the 17th. That's out of place, but praise the Lord for it anyway. Amen. Coming up in December, our Blessed Women's Christmas Fellowship, that's going to be from 1 to 3, and that's at a designated location. It could be here, it could be at a restaurant, and so stay tuned for that. And then December the 9th, from 1 to 3, will be our Shining Light Baptist Church Christmas Fellowship. We'd like to have that every year, and that's always a special time. And so those are some of the activities for the year. Coming up towards the end of the month, we'll have our December 23rd Christmas service at 10:45. 10:45, and then our New Year's service will be on the 30th at 10:45 a.m. Both of our Wednesday services will move to Thursday that year as well. So we look forward to seeing what God's going to do. So as we abide in the ship this year, those are some of the things that I want us to really join in and say, you know what, I'm not going to abandon ship on any of these activities. I'm going to join in and support every activity that's going on. I want to make sure that what's going on, the shining light, I'm a part of that. And I want to do my part to abide in the ship. And so by God's grace, I'm trusting this is going to be a tremendous year. Amen. Our finances aren't the greatest that they could be, amen, but guess what? It's adequate to get us through. You continue to see, ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do this year? Whether it's in stewardship or discipleship, maybe somebody will get saved and you need to get them into discipleship. Maybe it's in fellowship. Maybe you need to improve upon your fellowship this year. Whatever it is that God wants you to do, I want you to say, you know what? I'm going to throw this idea of contemplating abandoning ship out. I'm going to listen to caution. I'm going to commit to abiding in the ship, whatever ship this may be. And I'm going to sail with the Lord Jesus Christ this year. There'll be many challenges throughout this year that you and I are going to face. There are going to be many reasons to abandon ship this year that we can come up with. But we want to make sure that we're abiding in the ship, whether it's with our homes, with our jobs, with our schools, whatever ship God has us in, whether it's the discipleship, the fellowship, the friendship, the stewardship, relationship, workmanship, citizenship, ownership, membership, over on the other side, the courtship, the censorship, lordship, worship, sonship, companionship, or hardship, or kinship, or rulership. I want us to make sure that you and I are committed to saying, you know what, I'm going to be here. I don't know what this year is going to hold. I don't know what's going to happen this year. But like Paul said, I've got to abide in the ship. I've got to abide in the ship. We need everyone's support this year. We need to make sure that everybody's committed to saying, you know what, whatever it is that God wants me to do, I'm going to abide in the ship. Continue doing what you're doing. Say, preacher, I don't know what to do. Just do anything then. One of the greatest ships that we need is the cleanup ship. Amen. Making sure that the church stays clean. Amen. And so I'm trusting everyone to get involved and do a certain part in that and say, look, what can I do? What can I do? Say, I don't have a ministry. Then do something. Amen. See, Pastor White, see, Brother Hall, you can get involved. Brother Neil, he tickled me yesterday. He said he had an illustration. And not an illustration, you really did that, right, with the soda can? He had a soda can at the front of the building, a crushed-up soda can, and it was a $5 bill or $1 bill? $5 bill. And he taped the bill underneath the crushed-up can and set it right in front of the church. And everybody walked past it. Nobody picked it up. And so Brother Neil went out there and said, did you guys see this? He said, look, you could have had this, $5 underneath it. Now, are you going to get money every time you pick up trash out in the hallway outside? Maybe not. But Pastor White found how much? $5. G2 found half of a 20 out there. Amen. He needed the other half, though, to help out. Amen. But he didn't find half. Amen. What's the point? Just get involved and do something. Amen. We don't have to be rewarded for it. Amen. And we'll get our reward in heaven. But guess what? You help the house of God look good and you beautify the house of God. And the Bible still says whatsoever things you do, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. So we can do that. So that is one of the ships that we really need help in. That's the cleanup ship. Amen. So get involved in that. And that'll be a blessing. If you don't have any ministry to do, see what ministry you can get involved with and see what you can do. Now, there are certain requirements for certain ministries. But still, see what it is that you can do. Say, preacher, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. Talk with us and find out, amen, because these ships are going to be sailing right alongside the ministry ship. And God wants everybody to be involved in doing something in ministry. If you're like me, you didn't know what you're good at, I just volunteer for everything. Amen, I volunteer for cleanup. I volunteered for shoveling the rocks. I volunteered for cutting the grass, amen. And then I got volunteered to actually teach a Sunday school class. Imagine that. Amen. I didn't volunteer for that, by the way. I was volunteered for that and voluntold, I should say. But you never know what God may have for you this year as you sail on your particular ship. Amen. By the way, young people can get involved, too. I love seeing our young people help out. I love seeing how they help out in Patch and how they volunteer to help read. And although they've graduated out of Patch, they go right back into Patch. They start reading and helping out. What a blessing it is. What an encouragement to see our young people stepping up to the challenge and stepping up to the charge. I heard young Josiah Leslie talking about he wants to help Miss Tatasha out with grading some material material over there. That does my heart good to know young people want to go back and give to a program that they were involved in. Amen. And that's encouraging. And so young people can get involved as well as us older folks. Amen. The greatest of the ships that we can go into is the soul winning ship. We have got to reach people for Christ. We've got to do that. Amen. Why? That's why we're here. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. We have got to reach people, whether they're at your job, whether they're in your school, whether they're your neighbors, whether they're people that you meet. We have got to get the gospel and put the gospel out because people need to be saved. Let's continue to be soul conscious this year as we abide in these ships. Let's continue saying, hey, look, I'm going to put away the contemplation to abandon ship. I'm going to listen to the caution not to abandon ship. And I'm going to be committed to staying and abiding in the ship that God has me in throughout the year. Why? Paul said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Would you join me in praying about what God wants to do with you this year as you abide in the ship? What is it that God wants you to do? Which ship might you find some difficulty in sailing in this year? Begin praying now, saying, God, I see these ships up here. And although all ships may not be applicable to you, you might say, I fear that ship. Or you might say, Lord, I need that ship. Or you might say, Lord, I've been in that particular ship too long. Would you help me to get out of that ship in your time? But just take a look at the ships and think in your heart of hearts, which one of these ships might you find difficult to sail in? Which one of these ships, maybe you say, you know, I've been in that ship too long. Which one of these ships do you know that you really desperately need to be in and you're not in it yet? And look at them. Say, Lord, as this year goes on, as the messages are preached, I may find myself in this ship. I might find myself in that ship. And Lord, I'm not really excited about getting in that ship. Lord, I need your help to help me abide in that ship. Just for a moment, look at the ships. What is it that God might have you to do this year that you really don't want to do? You know, one of the hardest ships that I find up there, discipleship. Mm-hmm. You pour your heart onto someone and it doesn't pan out. Right, and sometimes I don't like that ship. But you know what? That's the ship that God told me I need to be in. Right. I can't control what people do. Right. And sometimes I don't like that ship. Maybe you don't like a certain ship up there. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed just for a moment, think about that ship up there that's difficult for you. The ship that maybe you don't want to be in. In the quiet of your own heart, say, Lord, that ship scares me. Maybe it's the hardship. Maybe it's companionship. Lord, that ship scares me. Maybe it's the stewardship. Lord, that ship scares me. Maybe it is the discipleship. Lord, that scares me. I have to teach someone else what I know. Maybe it's the workmanship. Maybe it's the membership. I just want to come to church. I want to go back home. I don't want to do anything. What ship frightens you the most? What ship might you not want to be in too long? What ship do you know you probably need to be in? And would you ask God to help you to navigate through that ship? And ask God to work in your life through that ship. Father, thank you for the things that we have before us this year. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we have to abide in the ship. Although we will contemplate maybe abandoning ship, help us to throw that idea out and abide in the ship. And remember the words of caution from Paul, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Lord, we're not talking about being saved or salvation. We're talking about a part of our spiritual life or physical life that may be ruined or harmed in some way, because we're not able to abide or not abiding in the ship. And Lord, help us with commitment to cut off the ropes of escape like the soldiers did. Let her fall off and ride in that ship Lord, give us grace on those ships that may seem hard for us to sail in. Give us the peace that passes all understanding in a ship that we may have to spend more time sailing in. Lord, give us the courage to jump in that ship that we may be afraid of. Maybe it's the stewardship or maybe it's the hardship. Lord, give us that that wisdom to know how to navigate as we are in the relationship and the fellowship. Lord, give us the stamina and the stickability in the discipleship throughout this year as we see people saved, and it's going to be our job to disciple them. Lord, give us the wherewithal to say, I'm committed to the soul-winning ship, to stay in the ship, to evangelize, to see people get saved, to share the gospel with others. And although I may not be here on Saturday, I will schedule other days that I can go and share the gospel with others. And I will coordinate those days with Pastor White so that I can get on the books as to areas that need to be reached. Lord, help us this year to make more of a concentrated effort to stay and abide in the ship that you give us. Not contemplating abandoning ship, listening to caution, and then committed to cut off the boats of escape and stay in the ship, doing that which we know is right. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Help us all as we look to abide in this ship. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for what you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look at the lights turned back on. Pastor White's got our announcements. If you didn't get a listing from the what we had in the men, they're posted in the back in the copy room. The men got their copies yesterday, but they'll be there, and also they'll be in the bulletin on the first of the year. But there are copies back in the copy room. But please join me in saying, I'm going to abide in the ship. I'm going to stick with the stuff. I'm going to be here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next week as we look at congratulating and just acknowledging our servants and our ministers. Next Sunday morning, we're going to be talking about the relationship. You can't get in any ship until you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a sinking ship without Christ. And so relationship is going to be the very first ship that we'll jump into, followed by stewardship, because that's going to be coming into February, talking about our missions conference. We're looking forward to that. And that ought to be a blessing. Looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Brother Neil's going to be preaching for us, and looking forward to hearing him continue to expand what he shared with us as men on Sunday or on Saturday. And what a blessing it was. Amen. Men, if you missed it, you missed an encouragement. But he's going to share that with us on Wednesday. And I'm excited about that. So Pastor White's going to go ahead and give us our announcements and close us out with prayer. And we look forward to that. Oh, and let me bring this up, too. We mentioned this yesterday in the men's devotion. The young men that are ushering on Sunday nights are not to open up the door. So, ladies, if one of the young boys sees you and then they leave, they're not leaving you. They have been instructed to get one of our male adults to open the door. They're not to open the doors on their own accord. So don't get offended if you see a head and then you see that head go away. They're going to get an adult. They've been trained. We told them, make sure they do not open the door because there's so many dangers that could be lurking about. They must get one of our male adults to open the door. And so don't get alarmed when they peek their heads out and then leave and you think you're abandoned because they have not abandoned you. Amen. Here you go, Pastor White.
Thank you. Just one quick announcement and remind you again next Sunday night that we will be having the fellowship, so please come prepared for that. Those are in ministry. I'm sure it will bless our pastor's heart to recognize those that are involved and just to share a good time of our first fellowship for this coming year. Also, if you haven't already done so, there's a sign-up sheet for the snacks that are given or provided on Sunday mornings between the morning service and Sunday school. So if you'd like to get involved in that, you can please sign up on the sign-up sheet there in the kitchen, and that will be a blessing. I'm sure everyone is appreciative of those things that are provided during that time, and it's just a great time, again, of fellowship. Amen? So those should be most of the announcements you need to make. And again, as pastors already remember, be praying for one another, especially for each and everybody's health throughout this time of the year. The weather changes so much, and it's just hard to keep our bodies in tune with the weather, and they respond by getting sick. Amen? So let's be in prayer for each other about that. Well, let's bow in prayer. We ask God to bless us as we go out this week to be a shining light. Father, thank you again for your blessings. God, we thank you for the privilege that we have tonight to be in your house, and I just pray that you would continue to work in our hearts and life, Lord, as we look to a great year that's already been planned. A lot of things have been planned this year, and I pray that each one of us to take the things to heart, to be involved and be in prayer about the things that we want to see. Our pastor has directions to see done this year. Lord, that we will be abiding in the ship with him and carrying out those plans, Lord, and whatever you have for us, that we would be in tune with your word and your wisdom, Lord, that comes from it, and that we might do the things that will be pleasing to you. Again, we do pray for those that could not be with us tonight as we think of Brianna and the kids that are there that are down. Also, Mrs. Lepar, Lord, in her health, I just pray that you touch her body as well in a special way. And again, we love you and praise you and thank you for all that you've done here today, the blessing of the West Coast team being with us. And we praise you and thank you for again for the privilege that we have to be in your house. Go with us now. Bring us back Wednesday night at the appointed time. And we look forward to another blessing and a chance to be in your house. We ask these things now in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Amen.